Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to drop the puck. Time for the Nightcap. Your home for news and insider info on your Vegas Golden Knights and the NHL. Let's hear from the goalie. Here's Lindsey Brown.
They send these emails. I was at Disneyland with my kids once. I know we're going to talk hockey here, but it just reminded me of a story. I was with my son, and we went to Disneyland, and we're in California Adventure. And if you're familiar with California Adventure, it's the other theme park at Disneyland. They have two, the main park, Magic Kingdom, and then they have California Adventure, which has a bunch of kids' rides and a bunch of, you know, adult rides at the same time. And they have the Cars Land there, which is where they do the Radiator Springs Cars. You know, it's car. I mean, it's literally cars, like, right in front of you. It opens up in front of you. So we get in the line, and we have the little fast pass system as they have, and we get all the way to the front. Literally, we're in the boarding queue, like the next people to get in the cars.
Yep.
And the whole thing shuts down.
No way.
Just collapse. Just it just goes silent. It's the weirdest feeling. It just, you just kind of hear everything just kind of wind down, and then it's just eerie, and they come over the last spring. Yeah, folks, you know, Radiator Springs is experiencing some technical difficulties. Just hang on. And then
that happened
at that
to me
point,
when I was driving a real car once. Oh. In fact, it's terrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, terrifying.
It's that
we
feeling.
Made it.
You get
spoiler.
You get right up to the end, and then it's just kind of meh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys didn't have to get rescued or anything, right?
No, we weren't actually on the ride. We were, again, the next people to get on the ride. There were other people. I've been stuck on Disneyland rides before. I have pictures.
Terrifying.
Of it.
Exit in a in an orderly manner.
Space Mountain. I've seen Space Mountain in the light. It's not that impressive. I've been on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad halfway up the hill, and it stopped. But that was actually kind of fun because the stage pictures
are any
were
of those
amazing.
Enclosed?
Space Mountain is. The other ones.
I'm not
outdoors.
Even claustrophobic, but I think even I would be uncomfortable, especially if it's dark. You just don't know. I have like the irrational fear that there's like actual monsters, even though I don't know. Even though I do know that that's not real, or that like toys don't turn into Woody and Buzz, you know, when you leave the room. But just there's a little shred of hope in the back of my brain, Paul, that's just like that's actually real. Like a shark's in a pool or something, you know, she's got a little anxiety.
Yeah.
You never know.
Speaking of those sharks, they could be looking for a backup goalie once we move into the new season. If they decide to scrap the current 2020, the rest of left of 2020, we move on. There are a lot of teams, and including, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights, who got themselves a rental. In Robin Leonard, we were all excited about him, and then it just. You know, again, we all know what happened, but you know, well, Marc-Andre Fleury is entrenched in that mark right now. In terms of goalies, there are roughly, and if you include Leonard in that aspect, and maybe Mike Smith of the Oilers and Miller of the Ducks, who I think could still be a number one, you roughly have right now. You have four starting jobs that'll be open, and then you have. Basically, if they don't get re-signed by their teams, and then you have another four guys that are probably clear number one starters, and it's going to be strange to see, you know, especially I look at the Blackhawks for sure, who deal Leonard. They have Crawford, right. Who's unrestricted, and our good old friend Malcolm Subban is basically
– it's a very puzzling goaltending strategy.
He becomes
the
number one.
Right now. Yeah.
He becomes the number one in Chicago.
Well, in theory, yes. And it's going to be a really interesting free agency period this year, because we're used to kind of, you know, big time forwards hitting the market like Taylor Hall will this summer, or you know, like Steven Stamkos a few years ago, even though he didn't quite make it to market before re-upping with Tampa Bay. But goalies, you know, we don't see nearly as much movement, at least not in terms of like your starting guys in the traditional sense of the starting guys, because as we've seen and as the Golden Knights kind of switched into this mode when they went out and got Leonard, the tandem goalie style and the different, you know, flavors that teams are utilizing for that, you're seeing more and more organizations kind of adopting that. And so it's kind of this weird mosaic of a picture in terms of what teams are looking for in terms of what they're in supplementing their goaltenders. If they're going with a heavy starter, do they have a young guy like Carter Hart in Philadelphia? Like that, they're not going to have the same strategy or the same goals in utilizing their goaltenders as the Golden Knights are. Like you could, they both have solid number ones, like with a bullet, but they're two different guys at two different points in their career. So you're going to have to really, you know, figure out who's going to be the best dancing partner with Marc-Andre Fleury. He didn't really get that much time to spend with Robin Leonard because Leonard only got in between the pipes for the Knights for three games. But it's going to be tough because if you want to go with that tandem style, you're going to and you want a decent goaltender, and there's going to be a surplus this year as well, which is also a little bit different. You're going to have to saddle up. You're going to have to pay for it. Corey Crawford isn't going to sign for, you know, $1.5 million. I'm not saying you're going to go after that. Golden Knights are going to go after Corey Crawford. But this is a team that has been cap-strapped as well. So it's a very interesting situation. So I'm very happy to be entrenched in the middle of the goaltending world right now.
And you have, again, if you're looking for the tandem 1A, 1B, it's, you know, 31 times 2, 62, simple math. But remember, as we move into yet the season after this, we have an expansion draft coming. Which
exactly.
means the talent, which means that talent pool gets thinned out just a little bit. And some of the older goalies on this list, and there are some older goalies on this list,
yep.
You know, could find themselves in a position to cash in, so to speak. Because again, when you add two more positions, you know, especially across the board, and this isn't just goalie, but you're talking, you know, across the entire, you know, roster of a brand
position.
New team.
It's the most important
right.
one.
You know, who is going to want to? I mean, again, as a free agent, some of these free agents, maybe I'm only signing a 1-year deal.
Right.
Maybe that's the best play for me right now, because knowing that in the following season, I'm probably going to get paid by a team that finds itself, you know, maybe just a quality goaltender away from taking that next step.
You're exactly right, Paul. And that example is a perfect kind of summation of how singular, as I was saying, this free agency period is going to be because of the expansion draft looming. There are teams already posturing for that. And, you know, it's not like we haven't had one recently. And there are reasons why there were rule changes, because the Golden Knights did such a good job of assembling their roster and fleecing a bunch of teams. You know, those general managers, a lot of them either are still in the same posts or, you know, because the NHL just recycles, people are in different areas. Like, the ears are up. The alerts are up. And so I think you're going to see some bridge deals. And then you throw the virus thing on top of it. Like, I think even with someone like Leonard as an example, like maybe before all this happened, he was looking at maybe I could get a contract for 3 to 4 years. But now it might be more beneficial for him to go look more short term just once things get more settled, because there's just a lot up in the air right now. But it's all good for us in a way, because there's just going to be a lot of speculation, and it is going to be a true summer of the musical goaltenders. I'm excited.
Yeah. No doubt about it. NHL offseason, if it ever comes. Well, it
That's
is right
true.
Now. Technically, it's not. But if it ever gets here, it could shape up to be a pretty interesting space to be playing in.
The Nightcap Podcast with Lindsey Brown is produced from the Las Vegas-based studios of CBS Sports Radio 1140, a Radio.com sports station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.